Jeff, we got Greatest Royal Rumble coming up on Friday. I'm excited. I have a nice little casual afternoon planned, thinking I'm going to sit back, you know, maybe pop open a cold one, pour some vodka crayons, maybe some pretzels, and just lay back on a Friday afternoon and breeze through some live WWE, you know, two and a half hours of a WWE show and an international special. Shouldn't be too bad.
Rob, the show is 6 hours.
What?
Hey, this is the King of the Mountain, Jeff Jarrett, the president and founder of Global Force Wrestling, and you're listening to Shake Them Ropes.
Rob McCarron.
Why not bring Virgil back? He's in the game. Cross promotion. Bring him back.
Jeff Hawkins.
We have more stories for Virgil than we have half of our mid-card.
You're listening to Shake Them Ropes with Rob McCarron and Jeff Hawkins.
I don't know, Jeff. I don't know with your explanation how they can't bring him back at this point. Oh. This year is coming up, Virgil.
He needs the money.
Jeff, what is the winner of the Greatest Royal Rumble match get?
A harem and a small kingdom somewhere inside Saudi Arabia, I would assume.
Looking up the word harem. Fine. Uh-oh. Let me see if this is what they get. In former times, the separate part of a Muslim household reserved for wives, concubines, and female servants. I don't think that's what they're getting, Jeff.
Okay.
Well, you were being facetious, or you were just flat out lying. Or worse, you were guessing.
Or hoping. I'd enter the Royal Rumble if it was a harem.
Wow. Jeff, you are terrible. You are terrible. Apologize.
No.
Okay. But seriously, I mean, this greatest Royal Rumble match ever, the greatest Royal Rumble of all times, and the winner is going to just get that, right? The fact that they won the greatest Royal Rumble of all times. I mean, this is the part of the show where...
Yeah. This is the greatest Royal Rumble.
I mean, there's a part of these matches that is super canon. Like, we are going to find out who the Raw Tag Team Champions are. We are going to have title matches. I doubt highly we have more than one title change, and I'm not even speculating that the Roman Reigns match might be that title change. I don't know. For all I know, Brock Lesnar leaves that show as the champion still. But I don't expect more than one championship change. And this main event, this greatest Royal Rumble, is like the most non-canon match of all time. It might as well be a house show at that point, because the winner is going to be talked about as the winner for 1 week, and then it will never be remembered again until maybe the next Kingdom of Saudi Arabia show. So is that the point? They just win the greatest Royal Rumble match ever? Could we see something happen for the winner? Could they get a championship match at Backlash?
Absolutely not. Because I don't think this is going to matter.
Because the winner is going to be Shane, right?
No, but I have two theories on who wins this. Are we going into our quote unquote preview, bantering?
Let it flow. Let it flow. We're talking about the main event. You have some theories. I want to hear them. That's why I'm here. I got the cans on. I'm ready to go. Let's do this thing. Who's winning the greatest Royal Rumble?
There is a ton of money invested in this thing, and the WWE will want to make some sort of splash, in my opinion.
Ooh, a splash.
The conventional wisdom is that Braun Strowman wins this.
Is that really?
I think so. I think if you're going now, there's a caveat to this, as there are most of my just sitting around thinking about things and wondering. This assumes that there aren't any, say, throwback surprises in this greatest Royal Rumble ever, because of the sheer amount of money being thrown into this thing. And there might be a guy who doesn't necessarily have to go over the top rope.
You think Goldberg is winning?
No.
You think Hulk Hogan is winning?
No, but there were rumors that The Rock might be there. There were, you know. You could throw a crap load of money. Maybe Steve Austin makes the trip.
The Rock ain't getting involved in this.
Why not? If he doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah. He has to go to Saudi Arabia.
Okay. But you know what? Do you think The Rock makes movies because he enjoys making movies, or for money?
I think he enjoys the craft.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Because he enjoys the art of it.
Every movie he's made is practically the same.
Him and Nick Cage, man. Thespians to the bone.
But you know, I tend to think I tend to think they go with the here and now, and I think, you know, Braun will use that as kind of leverage, maybe for a match later. But, you know, I could see them go, oh, did you hear in Saudi Arabia, The Rock came back for one night only and won the greatest Royal Rumble. Oh, what a historic night. Now on to Backlash. You know, I could see something like that happening, too.
I mean, Braun Strowman is certainly a pick. I mean, there's 50 picks to choose from. This, in some way, is harder to predict than maybe the traditional Royal Rumble in January, because you have a direction. The winner of the Royal Rumble is doing something at WrestleMania, getting a title match. There's only a few members of the roster that have the potential to actually win. Here, they could have anyone win. They really could. I mean, probably not Heath Slater, but you know what I mean. They could have Daniel Bryan win.
Allow me to ask you something. They could have Daniel Bryan win. That would be probably a good choice as well. I have, you know, it's going to be someone in that echelon. But what did the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner win?
God, I don't even remember who won it.
Yeah, see?
Which one? How long did it last? I know Cesaro won once.
Yeah, well, no, I meant this one.
Oh, this one.
That happened this year.
Hang on a second. Who won this Andre the Giant? Oh, it was Matt Hardy. Yeah, it was Broken Matt Hardy. And guess what? He's in the tag team title picture.
Yeah, no one's mentioned the Battle Royal since.
No, that's really, I don't know. No one cares about that Andre Memorial Battle Royal. The Battle Royal is there to fill time to get everyone on the show. Not everyone. The Cruiserweights couldn't do anything at this WrestleMania. Sorry for them. And only two of them will get a match on this show. This Royal Rumble is like a canon show that's going to be forgotten. Not going to be super important, but also super important.
Is it going to be that super canon, though, if you're only going to... I mean, look, the most they're probably going to do is give Jinder the U.S. title back and then switch the Intercontinental title back over to Raw.
Oh, you think so? Or Intercontinental Championship back to SmackDown.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking The Miz gets it and goes back to Raw, possibly.
You think The Miz goes back to Raw?
Well, they're going to do the Daniel Bryan thing tonight, but I don't expect it to complete, and then you just kind of save it for later. I don't know. I do think that there is a chance that Roman leaves as the champion. A very good chance.
Okay.
But I don't think they're going to do anything earth-shattering or water cooler talk. I think it's a show to fill space on the network, and it's weird because they're hyping it so big. But it doesn't feel big.
Well, it's a show to fill space on the WWE network. It's a show to also make money. I mean, they're getting a ton of money for this thing.
Yes.
Build a partnership with Saudi Arabia. Build a partnership with the Middle East.
Now, that being said, if I can tie in something from last night's Raw, because this is fairly early in our recording week, that main event segment is the most illogical thing to me,
dude,
in recent memory. And I'll tell you why. I mean, this is one of those. How will I categorize this? This is a quote unquote hot take that I haven't exactly had time to think through logically necessarily. So allow me to make my case. You have this giant event in Saudi Arabia that you are pushing people towards the network to watch on your television.
Yes.
You decide to throw a bone to your women's division as a make good because they can't go and perform on this show. Correct? I mean,
they can't go. I'm telling you, I'm hyped for this Ronda Rousey, Mickey James match at the Greatest Royal Rumble.
But that's not happening.
It's not happening.
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
Okay. So you announce. Shut up for a second, will you?
Yeah, I will. I'll shut up for a whole lot of time, Jeff.
No, you're making jokes while I'm trying to work through a point here.
I'm just so great at them.
Will you stop?
Yes,
please.
Yes, I will.
Okay. So you have this big network show that you're pushing people towards. And so as a make good to your women's division, you say, okay, we'll put you in the main event slot. And they create a 10 woman tag team match. Okay, fine. So you announce that on your television in the first hour, where you're pushing this main big card in Saudi Arabia. So everybody already knows that this main event segment isn't going to matter one darn bit as a go home show. So you're already tempting people to just tune out in the third hour, correct?
I don't know. I disagree with that.
Okay. No, that's fine. But I'll continue.
Yes, go ahead.
Then you give them the tag team match.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the ten woman tag team match, and all of that. They don't even get the entire match. They get a couple of spots, and it's all to set up an 11th woman,
mm-hmm.
who you have not announced is going to be on that show, so people won't stay tuned to watch, to come out, and basically say, yeah. Who cares about the rest of this division? We got Ronda Rousey here right now, and she's the star. It's ill. Aww. I understand it. I understand it because I'm going to push Ronda Rousey to the moon if I have her on my roster. I get that. And yes, Mickie James, still the MVP of this division.
Oh, sure.
Because she makes everybody look like a million bucks. But that said, if you're making this concession to your division and this is what you're doing, there's a certain illogic to that, yes? I mean, you could have actually built a story or two in this division during the tag match, and you didn't. You didn't do anything with Sasha and Bayley during this thing, other than a couple of weird looks. You know, you didn't really do anything, and then you just kind of put them to the side. Okay, Ronda's here. Let's all concentrate on that. It's somewhat illogical to me, the entire progression of that main event segment.
Ronda Rousey is one of the big stars in the division. I mean, mm-hmm. she's a top player. You don't have to announce. It's to the point where she is going to be a regular. And if you want the crowd to know that she's a regular and still stay tuned to watch her, you got to stop promoting her as this.
Hold on. She's not, though. She's not.
She's
on
a regular. Yeah, but she's going to be. No. Yeah, she's a regular.
In story, they go, oh, well, you're just going to be a regular member of the roster.
She's the most regular. Et cetera, et cetera. She's the most regular.
Now, she hasn't been on every week.
You got to get the crowd used to anticipating Ronda Rousey, even if you're not told she's going to be there.
Yeah, but that, okay, if they do and then she doesn't show up, what do you to your audience? Oh,
well, I can't wait to see her next week. And then, hey, I watched the whole show. Maybe I'll be into something else that I saw.
Oh, sure, if you're at home and it's free to you, yeah. But if you've paid for it and Ronda doesn't show up.
Well, that's a different thing. I mean, if you're advertising her in the building, if you're, you know, if the local radio ads for Raw come on the station in your town saying Ronda Rousey's going to be there and then she's not there. Well, yeah, that's a problem.
Okay.
And that's a different story.
Continue your point.
But anyway, I mean, yes, they've been promoting this greatest Royal Rumble. It is a network special event. People will watch it. A lot of people are going to end up watching it on demand. They're not going to watch it live.
Mm-hmm.
It's on a Friday afternoon.
Right.
After all, I'm not going to watch it live. You're not going to watch it live.
Which is why nothing big's probably going to come out of it necessarily.
It's a big thing. It's a big thing.
Okay.
But you also have the fact, right, that you have this main event segment. The women in the main event again. It's a good thing. You're also introducing the people you got from the Superstar Shakeup, which was last week. You're introducing, hey, this is the women's division on Raw now. This is who we have. And we also have Ronda Rousey. This is promoting the whole division, not just any one in particular person. What I do find odd is this Ronda Rousey-Natalya Neidhart pairing.
I think Sarah Logan had her best outing on the main roster in this match. I do. I thought that was a net positive. Yeah, Natty is Natty.
Natty is Natty.
She has her own. That promo last night was dreadful to sit through. And I thought maybe the reason Bayley and Sasha were hanging back was like they're going to look at each other and go, you think she's full of it? Mm. Nope. They just gave those the sad sack looks at one another and walked off. No. And of course, you know, we're just waiting for the inevitable turn. Everybody's ahead of this right now, right?
Is that what it is, that Natalya's going to turn on Ronda and that's our match?
Yeah, because it's the Charlotte Natty corollary.
Yeah.
You take the person you see a lot in, and you put your most reliable veteran hands in there with her, which is why Mickey's also going to get the other feud, and have her look good. And I have no problem with that. I think Mickey is making everybody look like a million bucks. The eclipse she took last week from
It was fantastic.
Was absolutely fantastic. Yeah,
that was a great one. I mean, she can bump like the best of them because she is one of the best of them.
Oh, but yeah, her match with Asuka's mm-hmm. underrated in that NXT canon. Yeah,
but I was I was all right with it. I mean, the women's segment in the main event, so you promote the division, you promote the star.
I wasn't upset with it. I wasn't angry at it. I wasn't saying, oh, the women's division was buried. Ugh, right. Screw them. I just found it illogical.
But you also have – here's the thing. They have Samoa Joe versus Roman Reigns announced for Backlash. You're promoting the pay-per-view after. Not every segment on this show had to be promoting this Friday show because, after all, it's not the most important show of all time as much as they might be promoting it that way. You have to promote some of the things that are coming up after. And guess what? The women's division will be a pretty big factor after. What I'm interested in when Backlash's card starts to roll out and we get to Backlash Night, now that all these pay-per-views are going to be co-branded again, it's going to be a struggle to get pay-per-views with three women's matches on the main card. Yes. And there's going to be some upset folks about that.
You mean on the roster or just the audience?
I think both.
Okay.
I think both, because if you're not in the title picture, what are you working towards? Pre-show six-woman tag team match? Is that what we're going to continually see? Because unless every co-branded pay-per-view is going to start being 4 hours and you just add matches, I'm going to see pay-per-views here, and this is weird because we were seeing it on the SmackDown single-branded shows at times. We're going to struggle to see pay-per-views with both Raw and SmackDown women's championships being defended, I feel. I feel like that's where we're headed.
I think all pay-per-views may go to 4 hours.
And they could. And then what happens when you get to SummerSlam and WrestleMania? Five-hour shows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are the super shows. Uh-huh. Those are the big, and I can see the logic being we're just giving people more value for their money. You know, the live audience paid for this. We'll just give them more wrestling. And, you know, the fatigue factor never really enters into it.
It is. I'm curious to see what happens as we get next year with the WWE TV rights situation. If we end up seeing, say, Fox comes in and just bids super heavy for WWE and they end up moving to Fox, do we see some of these Sunday special events on a slow sports week where we may have used to see them on WWE Network? Now they are going to be on FS1. It's going to be like UFC where we have TV special events. And
I could see them doing even another special event, like a special event on Fox on Daytona 500 Sunday as a lead in to the Daytona 500. I could see something like that, or to a UFC event or something to draw those eyeballs, using wrestling to get as an entryway into their other properties as well.
Yeah.
And then not necessarily a super show, but yeah.
But even if that does happen, if we, or maybe these, like the King of the Ring, you know, the UK tournament, instead of being those special events on the network, we happen on FS1, because that would be interesting to see what happens then to the network. Like, do people stop watching it so much because now we have Raw and SmackDown on TV plus special events every once in a while? Do we have to buy the pay-per-views? Do we have to buy the network to see these big shows? Can we just order it in March for WrestleMania and that's it? It's going to be it could be a new ball game, or WWE could just re-sign with NBC and stay where they are. Jeff, last week was the Superstar Shakeup.
Yes, I was on the flagship last week, Rob.
The flagship? What is that?
Yeah. The Voices of Wrestling flagship. You know, me being a member of the wrestling intelligentsia. Oh. I was on the, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I believe I have to ban you now from Twitter for saying that phrase. I believe that's the response I'm supposed to have. Yeah. What did you talk about with Mr. Rich Kreich on
you
that?
Didn't listen? Hold on. What was wrong with you?
Why would I? I've repeatedly said for 3 years, Jeff, that I don't listen to podcasts that do not feature Rob McCarron.
See, every guest appearance you made, I'd listen to.
Well, thank
you. Here you are. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. There goes that.
I don't have enough time for my show. How am I supposed to add others?
We talked about, my theory was that people who are very, very excited about the brand split in terms of the shakeup, are a little bit over their skis in terms of the SmackDown being the quote unquote wrestler show. I think that's the anticipation, and I wouldn't get there just yet. Raw basically got all of SmackDown's mid card, but they're all characters too, and Raw is going to be the A show. SmackDown was their kind of dress rehearsal, and now this is, well, let's see what we have with these characters that we form, which is why a guy like Jinder is probably going to be okay on Raw. A guy Mojo.
Hold on. Not a guy like Jinder. A guy like Mojo, Baron, Bobby, and Jinder, who are all the same guy.
Yeah.
They are all the same guy, and they all move to the same show.
Well, you know, Baron now has a party pooper gimmick.
Yeah. Oh, the gimmicks that are going to be coming out of this. The gimmicks that are... And who would have thought Chad Gable getting victories?
Fun. I hate your fun. I'm going to ruin your fun. Fun. Yeah. Well, now with some hindsight, we could say... I said that the women's movement on the Raw roster is mostly about Ronda. I think. You move Absolution over to SmackDown to get the MMA gimmick away from her. You get a lot of red shirts in here to use Star Trek jargon. You get guys, you can feed to the guys that you care about. You have the AOP who were not on last night. You have, you have Lashley, you have Strowman, you have Roman, all of them need guys they can beat. And there's a lot of guys that they can beat that were brought over. And then on SmackDown, you know, you have wrestlers and you have a lot of anticipated matches and it looks like a strong,
it does.
Strong thing. Samoa Joe, I think, is a great move to put on SmackDown while Shinsuke gets his heel character up and running, mm-hmm. to have that guy as the main focus to make up for Kevin and Sammy, who are going to be fine on Raw, in my opinion.
Well, and that's the thing. I wanted to ask you, what was the most important brand move or who's going to come out best from this? And to me, Sammy and Kevin are the answer because Kevin Owens just always finds a way to be into something interesting. And he's going to be the one who swims while the others may sink because he's not the same guy as Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal, Baron Corbin, and Mojo Rawley. And all those guys just scream same guy. Sami Zayn, we'll see what happens with him. But I think Kevin Owens will be more than okay.
I think the answer to best is someone we're not seeing necessarily. And I don't know, you know, and it's probably relative. I still think Samoa Joe may be the guy that comes out the best out of this.
He can come out more than okay.
I think on Raw he would have been lost in the sea of monsters and kept getting fed to the monsters over there. Here he's going to have a chance to shine. I think the person who came out worst overall is Asuka.
Oh, ooh, because, interesting.
Well, I mean, she no longer has the streak, even though she didn't need it.
Right.
But she's now on the same show with Charlotte,
yep.
Becky Lynch, and Naomi, who are all really, really over baby faces.
Yeah.
And the only heels you have really feeding to them right now are Carmella and the Iconics.
I was very surprised that Charlotte didn't move based on who everyone else ended up, you know, with as far as a brand. Like Charlotte going back to Raw seemed like the most obvious. Or maybe even the most needed. Not just obvious, but needed.
No. Yeah, and I think Charlotte needs a heel turn at the same time, which would have helped. She doesn't work well from underneath as a babyface because she's so tall and she's so big and athletic. And then to put over, and then, you know, you have Becky and Asuka as her partners. And look, it's a strong women's division because I like both Peyton and Billy, but you still have the same kind of, for lack of a better term, the same creative. Look, we're going to get a 6-woman tag tonight on the SmackDown brand, right? With the women.
Oh, all the weeks, sir. We are going to get that match every single night.
And it was a running joke here every week. Oh, look, all the women are again in the segment.
Even on pay-per-views.
Yes.
They just can't escape the 6-woman tag match.
I'm going to be honest. I think a sneaky, underrated possible person to come out great from all this is Carmella. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay, tell
me. This is I told Rich already, so I'm just repeating
myself. Well, tell me and the audience because this is the real flagship show.
I think this is Carmella's Alexa Bliss audition, so to speak. We have the character. We're going to give her the belt. Let's see what she can do with it and if we can then port her over to Raw as a quote-unquote character in the same fashion. Does she own the mic? Does she own the moment? How does she handle herself, etc., etc.? Sure, she's not going to put on the most exciting matches in the world, but again, that's not the most important thing here. Is she a commodity that we can then bring over and continue to finesse rather than is she just kind of a You know, is she kind of one note? Is there anything here that we can work with? I think this is her audition, so to speak, especially in a division where you have really good technical baby faces. It's going to be interesting.
What would Carmella sound like entering a room to tell the fellas hello?
Oh, don't do that. I'm not doing that right now.
I was just curious. I was just asking. No problem. It's okay.
Fellas, how's it going? There
you go. There you go. I knew it would come out.
I'm having a phlegm problem right now.
Oh, no.
Doing voices is going to be weird. Hey, guys. You know, I can kind of get that going. But yeah. Sup, fellas. Hey, I'm just, what is it? Smack talking, sky walking.
Yeah. Is she stealing that phrase? Has she taken that phrase? Like, oh, man, standing over Enzo's dead body, just taking all his shit.
Sorry about it. And then the other thing, I think, amongst all this, Enzo is an interesting, or not Enzo, but Big Cass.
Yeah, Enzo is not interesting. Big Cass is another name. He is one of the big time heels now on SmackDown. He stood over Daniel Bryan's deceased body on SmackDown last week, and he is now one of the top three heels, I would say, right? We got Big Cass, we got Shinsuke Nakamura, and we got Samoa Joe.
And the fear of every Daniel Bryan fan has gone into
that. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, this is Daniel Bryan's Kane moment. I mean, this is his big feud after WrestleMania. Yeah, getting this guy. But it's Daniel Bryan has so many things going on right now, just plopping him right back into the main roster. And it's like they're not going to give him just one thing. He's going to take them all on. He's got The Miz on SmackDown doing the face-to-face. He could potentially have another title opportunity. He could be with Samoa Joe at some point, and he's got Big Cass right now. He's just going to be plotted into all these three things. And don't look too far ahead, but Money in the Bank is coming up, and they're going to throw Daniel Bryan in that Money in the Bank match.
Well, let me throw two points at you that I've brought up. Number one, I don't think Cass and The Miz should be teamed because I think it's just Enzo Cass part two. Again, they
could be in tag team matches together.
They could be in tag team, but I mean as an act. Oh, I mean as a he does the talking and I'm the muscle type of thing. Yeah. I think it's time to see if Cass can talk. Number two, it's a no-lose situation for the WWE. Daniel Bryan could have fine matches with Cass, get him a little bit more seasoned, you know, maybe improve him a little bit. And if Cass happens to throw a boot that goes right to Daniel Bryan's head, it's a no one rid me of this meddlesome priest. Moment. Oh, that's a shame. That guy that always seems to sabotage our plans for the guy now has to go on the shelf again. Uh-oh. You know, and I'm not saying they're that caustic about it, but it is a situation to ponder in terms of the logistics of it.
You remember when I thought Baron Corbin would be a SmackDown World Champion last year?
Now he's the party pooper, Baron Corbin. Although, after last night, Braun's the guy, right?
He has been the guy.
Three, but I mean, really, last night just absolutely solidified.
Guy, one of my favorite moments from WrestleMania was when he was yelling at Nicholas to get in the ring. Yeah. Like, he's super gentle, giant guy. Scared. Yeah, yeah. But you just start, and then the crowd's just going crazy because he's yelling at this kid, get in there! Braun Strowman's the guy. He is absolutely the guy. Bobby Lashley showing more personality. Bobby Lashley's looking good so far.
Lashley needs to go to SmackDown, I think. I think he's lost on this roster. I think if you're going to do something with him at age 41, you got to do something with him away from Braun, away from Roman, away from Brock. Mm. Kind of because, I mean, you're trying to build one guy out of a star. I just think he gets lost here.
There's a guy who's lost on Raw, and that's Elias.
Well, let's finish this Lashley Braun stuff because that team and that tag team match was quite great.
Well, yeah, the tag team. I mean, Braun Strowman can do anything on the shows, and he's making it entertaining. Bobby Lashley so far has had a pretty good run, but yes, there is definite not concern.
Give me those two. Give me those two versus Dolph and Drew. Give me that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's some. The tag team division on Raw, if they want to do this, certainly. Speaking of,
hold on. Let's one more thing about Braun. Are they in your opinion? This is an opinion call, so I can't say this is fact. Do they view Braun as more of an Andre kind of spectacle act that you bring out weekly as opposed to the marketable face of the company, like Roman being a new Hogan?
Well, so far, obviously. They know they have interest in him, but Vince is probably back there saying, well, I can't put that guy's face on television. I can't, like, you know, national television. I can't make him the Roman Reigns. I can't put him in commercials.
That Southern accent's not going to do much for him either.
He's going to scare the kids. He's not going to welcome the kids in. He's going to scare them. Yeah. It's just the whole thing. And also, can you tell me why Cesaro and Sheamus are still getting a Raw tag team title shot when they were shipped off?
To fill space.
Here's the thing. They were threatening to go to SmackDown. Kurt Angle gave them a Raw tag team match and then sent them to SmackDown anyway. Just, they should be removed from the match. You are literally, you booked this tag team into a Raw tag team title match and you could give all the tag team belts to SmackDown. What are you doing if you're Kurt Angle?
Does Kurt seem like a competent general manager to you?
He does not.
Okay.
He may not be. Because he should have hired Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. They are exceptional talents. Also,
Sami is the greatest thing on earth. The glasses.
I'm not a big fan of the pauses, the long pauses he's making in between some of his words, but I guess that's the point. It makes me annoyed at him. It just seems a little funny logic. I mean, Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy is winning that match anyway.
Right.
They're going to be the Raw Tag Team Champions. I'm looking forward to that, to be honest. Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy. I don't know what they do because it seems like you have, if you want to do Braun and Bobby Lashley, if you want to do Dolph and Drew McIntyre, I mean, you're going to have big boy tag team division here. And it seems like Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy don't really fit in big boy tag team division.
They're a comedy team. Right. Yeah. So that's, although I would have loved if the Ascension had joined them last night. Yeah.
If you are going to have Brock Lesnar lose matches again here and not just to the big main event players, say he does lose at the Greatest Royal Rumble to Roman Reigns and you start booking him in important matches and he may actually lose them. If you could book one Brock Lesnar loss this year outside of Roman Reigns, who on that Raw tag team scene or Raw scene would you have beat Brock Lesnar at this point?
At this point?
Well, at any point. Say you have the match in at SummerSlam. Say you have the match at Survivor Series. Who are you giving the big win to over Brock Lesnar? Braun or Lashley. See, I think there's another contender here. And boy, last night on Raw, that's all I could picture is this guy standing over Brock Lesnar. And that is Drew, the chosen one, McIntyre. This guy has it now, man. This is the Braun Strowman main event at WrestleMania.
This is you marking out. This is cool.
Drew McIntyre. Oh, Drew McIntyre. God, I was rubbing myself last night.
This is a heel run right now, so I don't want him to get the win over Brock just yet.
Oh, absolutely. I want heel Drew McIntyre, and I want him to hold that over everybody. I want him to hold the win over Brock Lesnar over Braun Strowman as they head into WrestleMania. I want to see Drew and Braun at WrestleMania, with Drew being the only one of those two who has been able to beat Brock Lesnar.
It was a fantastic promo. It addressed the concerns I brought up with Rich, because I thought, well, Vince hasn't seen any of Drew's indie run. He doesn't know what this guy can do. He doesn't know how much he's improved. He may just stick him back in the same kind of matches he was in before he left. And no, we at least got to see some evolution of character here, which is a positive. No, I think, you know, there's a part of me that thought, man, Drew's going to turn on Dolph tonight.
He should. He was talking about how there was a locker room of softies and you're standing right next to Dolph Ziggler. As you say that unironically.
I like this team. I always love chesty, mouthy, small guy and giant big guy as a dynamic, but both of them can talk. So I'm fine with this. I think this is a great team. I love it.
A small plus too is the fact that we're going to stop hearing Dolph say steal the show now, because they are the show. Like, and this is, you know, we don't set the bar, we are the bar type of thing, but still at least we're not going to hear him stealing the show too much. It makes more sense to call himself the show than to be stealing the show.
And oddly enough, they have about as much shelf life as the bar, in my opinion, even though the bar has now been around, what, 2 years? They are two singles guys brought together and not really doing tag team moves. Although I love that finisher.
Yeah. But it looks like a car crash of a finisher. Yeah.
Yeah. But that is the ceiling for that finisher. If they're not going to do, you know, team moves, They're gonna last about as long as the bar. I think in terms of, because I really want the bar to break up.
Well,
to be honest.
Well, I also don't hope that Drew and Dolph are together for 2 years because I want to see Drew in the main event of WrestleMania next year.
Exactly. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You were bringing up Elias.
Oh God, forgot about it. Just like everyone else who watches Raw. I mean, Elias was super hot in WrestleMania season.
You're bringing up Elias when the loser of that match was Bobby Roode, fresh to this roster.
Elias,
I know
won?
You don't. I know you don't think
Elias
much
won.
Roode. Yeah, he. Oh yeah,
Elias won.
Yes, and he grabbed a headlock.
Hey, good for you, Elias. What?
Yeah, no. He bounced Roode off the ropes and got a roll up pin.
I seriously, I was watching this show on delay a little bit because I didn't get home in time to start watching Raw live, and I'm watching on delay. And of course, there's a Nationals Giants game on. Pretty excited. And I stopped watching Elias and Bobby because I'm like, well, Elias isn't winning this match. Elias wins these matches surprisingly sometimes. I mean, look at him. Good for him. I thought I came onto the show thinking Bobby Roode won.
Did you legit not know?
I legit came onto the show thinking Bobby Roode had won that match, and I was going to wax poetic about the loss of Elias on Raw.
Oh, they gave him a semi-clean pin good over Bobby you. Roode.
Good and, for and, you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't. No, that defies all reason to do that to Bobby Roode.
No, Elias is the hot one. I was just going to say, this guy had a superstar push in WrestleMania season. He was feuding with John Cena, and you don't see that sometimes when people break out during WrestleMania season, like, because it's so cluttered. I thought Elias broke out and now he's going to be put back down. No, this is a good thing. I mean, him and Chad Gable winning matches, Chad Gable getting TV time. Raw could be a surprise. Don't look now, but Raw this year could be a surprise.
Hold on. Two things you need to keep in mind. Number one, that Gable win, that's going 50-50 pretty quick, in my opinion.
Strong win from Chad Gable.
Quote unquote strong. Yeah. And number two, look, Elias's role, for the most part, is to entertain. He comes out, he plays a guitar, people boo. Someone comes out, they wrestle a bit. He loses, he wins some, etc. But this is, he was feuding with John Cena, but this isn't going to be a main event feud. It's going to be a B pay-per-view feud for if he ever gets a title shot, I think.
There's no more B pay-per-views.
But is Elias's, I mean, is this Elias's ceiling?
No.
John Cena?
No.
Is the John Cena his ceiling?
Elias's ceiling is in the main event of WrestleMania with Drew and Braun. four-way match. Put Emma in there too.
Okay, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Drew McIntyre, dude. That's the guy I'm having beat Brock.
No, but legit. I mean, what is? I mean, do you change up the gimmick eventually to stop the singing thing? Because
I don't think they're going to change up the gimmick more than it will evolve. He won't be coming out all this time to sing. He'll just evolve. He'll still be this guy with a guitar, maybe, and eventually he'll drop the guitar. This is going to be an evolving character, not someone who's just going to have a different gimmick one night.
Okay.
It'll be evolving. And then the last thing in my notes, Jeff, it is time to get in. I mean, Friday, it is a pay-per-view. It is 10 matches announced so far. It is the greatest Royal Rumble featuring a match from The Undertaker, featuring a match from John Cena, featuring a match from Triple H, featuring a title defense for Jeff Hardy, Featuring seven championship matches and the 50-man Royal Rumble. 1 to 10 right now. I'm not asking about how hyped you are for the show. I'm not asking about the buzz going into the show. Potential for the show, match-wise, when you look at it, how good should this show be?
6.
Do you think that we're going to get with all these?
I think it'll be above average.
Okay.
I think the company is going to be very excited, so they're going to try and make the people on this show very excited, and that in turn will up the energy quite a bit, especially after the long plane ride.
1 hour, 1 hour pre-show and a 5 hour main card. Obviously, the Royal Rumble match is going very, very long. Does that mean we're in for some short matches throughout the rest of the car? I mean, AJ Styles, Shinsuke, could it go even more than 12 minutes? Could Jeff Hardy and Jinder Mahal go more than 7? I have a feeling we're in for some short matches here. What do you think?
Yes. No, I would agree, especially because you have an Undertaker match and that, That entrance will take 20 minutes.
Yeah, let's do that one. Undertaker
in that giant stadium there.
Undertaker Rusev casket match. It is happening. Chris Jericho was in, now he's out. Undertaker Rusev, who you got?
Lana has given permission for her husband to be in a match with the Undertaker. Great line by Sammy last night.
Well, which is, literally it was, that's how it went over on Twitter, right? That was Lana giving Rusev permission.
Here's the interesting thing about this match. How has Rusev Day, the chant, as it ported over to Saudi Arabia? Well, that's what's interesting to me.
That will be one of the main factors of the show, is to see how the crowd reacts, to see who they like, who they don't care for, if they're just hot for everything because this is the first time they're there. This is a relatively big deal, and it's going to be interesting to see it play out on TV. Kind of how it is whenever they go to any international market that hasn't seen WWE for a long time, or if ever. The crowd reactions and to see who's really popular is a cool thing to see. I don't know if the chant will have migrated. We'll see if the yes chants are there. We'll see if the Rusev Day chants are there.
To me, this is going to be one of those easy nights to kind of think about, because I think they want to make everybody happy who's coming out to this show. So it's going to be very casual friendly. I think Undertaker wins this match very easily.
I believe he will win this one easily as well. WWE Cruiserweight Championship match. We don't have a challenger right now as we record this before SmackDown, before 205 Live. But no matter who the challenger is, I cannot see Cedric Alexander losing on a Friday afternoon when he just won the Cruiserweight Championship. He's going to have this a little bit longer.
Yeah, and I mean, the only way I could have seen him possibly losing is if Vince in his mind thinks that Mustafa Ali might be a quote unquote hero to the people. That's the only thing I could think of. And that's a little bit, that's even too cynical for my brain.
Well, Vince would also be silly.
Yeah, but well, you know what I mean? I think they retconned the entire Buddy Murphy missing weight thing tonight. I think he's in this gauntlet match and I think he wins. And I think it's Buddy Murphy versus Cedric Alexander, and Cedric Alexander wins.
John Cena versus Triple H, a special singles match. Could this be the time where Triple H actually loses? I mean, this is a guy who beat Jinder Mahal in India. Is he going to lose to John Cena?
It's time to pass the torch.
Oh, here on a Friday afternoon? Yeah.
Oh, I tried to say that so
you did such a good
so
job.
Earnestly. I think Cena wins this. I got to be honest. Although I could see them having Triple H give a sledgehammer shot and winning that way, just for the booze. Mm-hmm. Just so that, yes, you get to boo this historically favorite heel of yours. Yes. Yes, Saudi Arabia. Cheer. Yeah. Give him an emotional reaction. But I think overall, I think the safe call here is Cena.
John Cena. The Bludgeon Brothers are defending the SmackDown Tag Team titles against the Usos, Bludgeon Brothers Usos. This will be a SmackDown TV match if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, and I think, I don't think Naomi's making an appearance.
Yeah, no.
Come on, Hawkins, think these things through. Wow. Bludgeon Brothers retain.
Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy are going for the Raw Tag Team titles, as are Cesaro and Sheamus of the SmackDown brand. This one not going to go incredibly long. Bray Wyatt, Matt Hardy are going to be your Raw Tag Team title. So more than just who's winning this one, because it seems relatively easy. What is Bray and Matt Hardy? What do they do next? Who's next for them at Backlash?
Backlash?
Or anywhere. Like, who's next for him? Because we saw the Ascension, get beat. That could have been one contender. And Heath Slater aren't getting in there.
No, but I don't think it's the AOP time yet. I think that goes on SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm. So you got Breezango?
Dolph and Drew.
So they go right to them for the tag team scene, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bray Wyatt, Matt Hardy, Dolph and Drew, and Bray Wyatt.
Actually, I take that back. I don't even think Matt and Bray make it to SummerSlam. I think that's the SummerSlam match. They're a placeholder people for Drew and Dolph. I think they drop out a Backlash, right, to them.
And that's the thing. Part of me doesn't even know if Drew and Dolph are going to be in the tag team title scene. I don't know if they're going to be in the title picture right now. They're just doing tag team matches, and they may get individual singles title shots while still being a unit. I just don't know what to make of this Raw. We got to see it shake out, and it's not going to shake out here on a Friday. It's going to shake out over the next couple of weeks as we head in probably to Money in the Bank, because Money in the Bank is going to throw everything off too, because you have six people in the same match that are going to be involved in a feud. So it's tough sledding until July. Jeff Hardy, Jinder Mahal. Jeff Hardy is the champion. He's on SmackDown. Jinder Mahal is on Raw. This is a United States Championship shot. And you believe that Jinder might actually take the U.S. title back to Raw.
I think there's a 20% chance, yes. But overall, I think Jeff Hardy's going to retain. But I think there's a 20% chance they switch this. Jeff stays on Raw, and Jinder goes back to SmackDown.
All right. So that could be something. You think Jinder... Well, Jinder's not going back to... If he wins the U.S. title, he's staying on Raw. He's just going to be the U.S. champion.
No, I think he'll go back to SmackDown, and I think Jeff will go back to Raw.
That's incorrect.
Okay.
It's foolish, almost. Like, I want to stop recording this show because that's so ridiculous.
Look, you've had these moments, too.
Oh, I've had more than a ton of them. The counterpart, the Intercontinental title, we have two fellas from SmackDown battling two fellas from Raw. Right now, the title is on Raw. Seth Rollins is the champion going in. He's defending in a ladder match against Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, and The Miz. I believe Seth Rollins will retain. Your IC title stays on Raw, and that means Jeff Hardy defeats Jinder and keeps the U.S. title on SmackDown. So Seth Rollins is who I got. Jeff, who you got?
That's a good pick, but if they do the 20% solution, Miz wins it.
Miz wins it. All righty.
No, I'm saying Seth Rollins wins unless Jinder wins.
Oh, man. Now there's math involved, and you're all of a sudden Scott Steinering me.
There's an 89%, 842% chance.
And I'm going to take my 33 in the third chance and put it up with your 33rd in the third chance. And all of a sudden, I got 18% to win this match.
Ugh. And then he's going to do a Frankensteiner.
No, okay. And almost kill himself. That? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did. Lord.
I get alerts on my phone whenever Scott Steiner makes an appearance. That's the only Google alert I have set up. Scott Steiner. That's the one. AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura. Okay. Stop talking when I talk.
Okay.
AJ Shinsuke. WWE Championship. No title change here, right?
Nope. There'll be a shot to the dick.
Oh my God. So many shots. Does the match just start that way? Like, we're going to get 2 seconds of AJ versus Shinsuke. He's just going to punch the dick.
I want 5 minutes of kicking and punching in the ding dong, and just them rolling around going oh, and then they get back up, and as they get back up, struggling at ease, hit him in the dick, and then it goes down just that, and then just they call it a no contest.
Legit after legit wondering how that would play in Saudi Arabia too. Legit wondering. So we'll hopefully see it. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns. It is a steel cage match for the Universal title. This could go two ways. This could be 5 minutes of Brock Lesnar match, and Roman Reigns just murdering him, or we could get our 20-minute WrestleMania type main event, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns. This is the one match that to me seems the most unpredictable. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, the winner of this match and the current / new WWE Raw Universal Champion will be.
It's so unpredictable. I think they pull the trigger. I think they give it to Roman.
They're going
to
kill Brock Lesnar?
No, they're not going
to shoot
Brock
him
Lesnar
in the middle of the ring. That seems highly like, I understand trying to get buzz for the show, but murder.
I think no, shut up. I think Roman wins by beating Brock out of the cage somehow. Or whatever they're gonna figure out a way not to pin Brock, but Roman's gonna leave the champ.
What do you think? I believe Brock Lesnar's winning.
Okay, and I will be. Look, let me state before people go, oh, you thought Roman's gonna win all the way? No, I have an inkling of it. I am fine with Brock Lesnar as my champ. I am fine with Paul Heyman cutting promos that, even though they're not terribly interesting in terms of content, at least in tone, make me listen.
He's just loud.
Fine with all that.
He's just loud, so you have to pay attention to it.
He's loud and engaged with his promo as opposed to, and next Saturday, next Sunday at SummerSlam, I'm going to come in and I'm going to decimate you. Okay, great. Whatever.
Here's what I don't understand is I'm trying to piece this together. Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe is the main event of Backlash, or at least one of the main events of Backlash. If Roman Reigns is the champion, he's defending that championship against Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe is on SmackDown. I don't know if they planned this all to be super obvious for two straight pay-per-views who's winning. I don't know. I just don't know. I am going Brock Lesnar retaining because I will keep picking Brock Lesnar. I guess he's the new John Cena. I'm going to keep picking him on pay-per-view until he loses.
If Roman wins this and they put Roman and Samoa Joe and they do the whole, maybe Samoa Joe wins the title and takes it to SmackDown thing. Brock's coming out and killing them both, probably.
Yeah, there you go. And you can build that all the way back to SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Very well could be. And this whole contract thing with Brock Lesnar could be a ruse, too. This whole, he's getting $600,000 for each pay-per-view match. Well, boom, he only has one pay-per-view match and he's done. And this is his way out. Brock Lesnar not losing to at least Lashley or at least Drew or at least somebody on the way out, though. I hope that does not happen. Brock Lesnar's got to lose to someone who's not Roman Reigns. He can lose to Roman, but he's also got to lose to someone else. Someone else needs to beat Brock Lesnar of those three names I mentioned. But anyway, that's a show for later. Steel cage match. Yeah, I'm going Brock Lesnar on this one. The greatest Royal Rumble match. I know one person who cannot win this match, and it is Mr. USA Kurt Angle.
You think he could take a bump on the outside?
Oh, he's getting thrown over the ropes. Yeah, he can take a bump. Okay. The guy was in a ladder match not too long ago, if you don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
The guy can take a easy bump on the outside of the ring. He can find some way out. I don't believe that Kurt Angle is going to win this match, so watch him be the one who wins this match. But I could throw John Cena in there. Whoever it is going to be face of WWE type guy. I don't think we're getting a random Rusev win. We're not getting another Shinsuke Nakamura win. I don't think we're getting a Sheamus win, someone from out of left field. I don't think we're getting Chris Jericho. I know that the title match is not necessarily on the line here, but we're getting a face of WWE type guy to end the night/afternoon, depending on where you're watching it, at this big event. So if I'm picking one name, if I'm picking just one name to win this match, I think it is going to be John Cena.
Okay. I like that pick. I like that pick a lot. As a matter of fact, I think they're, Cena, Lashley, Braun, AJ, which is a possibility if he loses that match to Nakamura, they may just have him win that. Daniel Bryan. I think those are the five guys, unless you have a Rock or an Austin in this thing, just to pop that crowd, because they won't go over the top rope. So I'm going with Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman for you. And if I'm naming guys who I think have the potential to win it, John Cena, Daniel Bryan, and Chris Jericho would be my three.
Because
he's not getting anything out of it, and he's clearly going to be around here. I mean, you got the rumors coming out that he's done with New Japan, that they couldn't figure out about money. He could just be a WWE guy for most of this year, and he could play this off to some type of SummerSlam match. Maybe they do give him a title match with AJ at some point. I don't know.
Would they dare have Ray win?
Oh, probably not.
Okay.
I don't even know if he's going to be well enough to do anything post a Royal Rumble match.
Well, he's just announced.
I know he's in there. I just don't think you can do much with him. They have Rey Mysterio in this match. I do not believe, Wikipedia hasn't updated that yet to see him in this. Shane McMahon was announced on TV the other night. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Bobby Roode. Here's your big winner. Oh God, how did we not know this before? They just gave him his last name back. Apollo Crews is going to be the winner of the greatest Royal Rumble match. No, I'm with you. I think Daniel Bryan, we both think, could be potentially the winner here. Maybe you give it to a guy who's in the title picture. Maybe Big Cass comes out and they really want to put over Big Cass.
No, this is not the time to crown a new guy. You're going with an established name that everybody pops for.
Yeah, I'm going with John Cena on this one.
Potential of surprises.
Yeah. I think we're just getting a whole bunch of members of the roster. I don't know if we're getting the Goldbergs. I don't know if we're getting the Stings. I don't think we're getting, too many of those types of guys. We can get an old WWE name.
Go ahead.
We can get a Billy Kidman. We can get a Billy Kidman with those types of names. Why not?
What are the chances that they bring back a huge legendary name? Let's say above the rank of Booker T.
Above the rank of Booker T.
Goldberg, Nash, Hogan, Rock, Austin, someone that will just blow everybody's mind.
You know what? Now that you say
just
it,
one.
I could very well see number 50 being Hogan and he wins the match. In Saudi Arabia, where people know Hulk Hogan.
Crap. Holy crap. If they did that.
I could see Hulk Hogan number 50. That's his way back in. Because he's never going to have to worry about wrestling a real match. You don't have anything on the line here. Yeah, I could see Hulk Hogan winning this match.
Wow.
Yeah. Big deal.
I'm trying to process that.
Okay, process it.
I can see it as this is the WWE. This is the face of the WWF from your youth. But I just don't see them going back that far to do that. But, man, what would you put the odds on that happening?
Hogan being in this. Now that I'm going to go, I'm putting it 100%. You can report it on your websites. Fightful.com, Rob McCarron reports Hulk Hogan winning the Greatest Royal Rumble.